plans that could lead to 81 townhouses in South Barrie went without a whisper Tuesday evening. No one spoke at a public meeting for a draft plan of subdivision application on former Innisfil land at 750 Mapleview Dr. E, 3.4 acres on the north side of Mapleview Drive, east of Lily Drive. "This type of application is one that I consider to be a technical draft plan of subdivision," said Michelle Banfield, the city's development services director. "It really sets up the base for the plan of condominium so that when it comes time to transfer the units to different people, that they're able to do that in a very clear way through land titles. This is an unusual one in that it is delegated authority to city staff, but it requires the Public Planning Act public meeting," Mayor Jeff Lehman said. The Mapleview Developments project is 7 blocks of townhouses, 81 units in total, an amenity area and a private road linking the project to property to the west of it. The draft plan of subdivision illustrates 4 blocks. The first is almost half an acre in size, zoned Environmental Protection, EP, and is to be dedicated to the city. Block 2 is 2.44 acres and zoned RM2, SP, to be developed for 81 townhouses and under review by site plan control. Block 3, 0.44 acres, is the road widening for Mapleview Drive East, also to be dedicated to the city, while Block 4 is 0.05 acres, zoned EP and to be dedicated to the city. Applications for an official plan amendment and a rezoning were approved in 2019 to define the limits of the environmental protection land and to permit a multi-unit residential development on the property. The land is zoned residential multiple second density with special provisions, or RM2, SP. But a draft plan of subdivision is required to create a block to permit condominium tenure for future development. The site plan submission is to construct 81 townhouses, linked with the land to the west. A public meeting is one of the first stages of Barrie's planning process. Draft plan of subdivision approval is delegated to city planning staff and will not require a staff recommendation to council. The draft plan process has been initiated solely to permit condominium tenure. That means ownership of the townhouses is assigned to an individual, but there are common areas controlled by a homeowners association. Fees can be charged to the townhouse owners to maintain these common areas.